Whole Cast Audio presents Circle of Magic, Sandry's Book, by Tamara Pierce.
One. In the Palace of Black Swans, Zakdin, capital of Hatar.
Blue eyes wide, Lady Sandrine Fatoran watched her near-empty oil lamp. Her small mouth quivered as the flame at the end of the wick danced and shrank, throwing grim shadows on the barrels of food and water that shared her prison. When that flame was gone, she would be without light in this windowless storeroom.
"I'll go crazy," she said flatly. "When they come to rescue me, I'll be raving mad."
She refused to admit that, with this room locked from the outside and hidden by magic, a rescue was hopeless.
"I'll draw the mob away from here. Far away,"
Parisi had whispered through the keyhole, speaking in her native trader talk.
"You'll be safe until the smallpox has run its course. Then I'll return for you."
But her nurse had never returned. Right outside the door, the mob had caught and killed her because she was a hated traitor. With Parisi dead, no one would even know where Sandry had spent her last days. Her light wobbled and shrank.
"If only I could catch it in something, like traitor wizards catch the winds in their nets. A net is string, and string is thread."
She had thread in the workbasket she had grabbed when Parisi dragged her from her room. The basket's contents had kept her from giving up completely before this, as she embroidered until her eyes refused to focus. She had thread aplenty in coils and in her work.
"I'm no mage,"
she argued, resting her head.